What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of She or They with Kittens. I'm Kittens, and today I've got myself. Yeah, we are doing a solo episode again. I know we're all so excited because I'm excited. Anyways, I'm a little tired because I just recorded another episode. So if I don't seem chipper, then you know what? Just fucking deal with it. All right, so let me just get myself together here because I kind of don't have anything planned today. I'm just going to ramble about what's been going on in my life. And, you know, we'll just kind of take it from there because not everything has to be planned. And that's going to be our subject. Not everything has to be planned. So, oh, wait, am I supposed to do a little intro? I don't know. Like and subscribe and follow and do all the things. Come find me on Instagram at she, her, they, and at I am kittens. All right, let's get right into it. There's been so much going on. I know we skipped the last solo episode because honestly, I needed a moment like so badly. So we woke up on me and my girlfriend, we lived together, been together 4 years, whatever. We wake up on Friday morning, her boss has the entire agency she works for get on a Zoom call like at fucking 9 a.m. And mind you, she works for like a really, she's been a designer, like graphic designer, art director for a bunch of huge ad agencies. So she's got the like nice, stable, cushy job. And I'm just the one out here, you know, just fucking freestyling it, I guess. So anyways, we wake up. And it's a little sus when the CEO or the president is on there with like everybody from the agency and they drop the bomb that they are doing some big layoffs. And they're like, yeah, after this call, if you get an email within the next 5 minutes, it means you've been impacted by the situation and it's just a money thing, yada, yada. I get it. Everybody's doing layoffs now, whatever. So unfortunately, my girlfriend got laid off. That's my biggest fear in the world. I have so much, I don't know. I'm just like a paranoid, scared about like money person. It just freaks me out because, you know, the world we live in, like not having stability is terrifying to me. Cause it goes beyond money. It's about not having stability and not having security freaks me the fuck out. So when I heard that, all of a sudden I started spiraling, of course, and my girlfriend starts, you know, going into problem solving mode. And immediately she's like, okay, what do I got to do? She's on it. She's incredible. She's like updating her website and on LinkedIn and whatever. And she's trying to get everything together. I'm doing whatever I can to support her. I calm myself down. And then turns out she was going to get breakfast with some friends on that Sunday. So this was Friday, layoffs happened Sunday. She was going to get breakfast with some friends. And then they're like, ah, no, can we do dinner instead? And then, ah, no, can we actually get brunch tomorrow on Monday? So she goes for brunch that next day and is talking to her friends about what's, you know, what happened. And they were people who didn't get laid off from there. And it's obviously just like, you know, decompressing, debriefing, whatever. And somebody interrupts them. This woman interrupts them and goes, I just heard what you guys have been talking about. I actually work for this other agency that is, you know, fucking fantastic. And they offer her a job. They literally offer her a job. So she had a week off of not working and immediately starts on a new project where she has a higher title, is making more money and doing all the stuff that she actually had been like wanting to step into at her job that she had gotten laid off from. And it really was so, so like glaringly loud and obvious to me that that message was, you're taken care of, like the universe has got you, and nothing you plan for is really gonna happen. Unless, you know, obviously some people make plans, whatever. What's that saying? Like, if you want to make God laugh, make a plan, something like that. Anyways. It was really one of those moments where I was like, this is just funny because you were so meant to be there. This all happened because it was so meant to happen the way it did. And no matter how much you could have planned to, like, I don't know, switch jobs in a different way or been prepared in a different way, the plan didn't matter. because this is what was meant to happen. And thankfully, you know, the universe put her where she needed to be, and she's absolutely taken care of and everything's amazing. But it really goes to show, yeah, some people are lucky and blessed, but sometimes as much as we want things to be a certain way, as much as we plan for things, we do just have to sort of do our part as far as like getting ourselves ready for things, but like surrender to what the world, what the universe, higher power, whatever you believe in, what that out there has planned for you, because you're always going to get put in the place you're meant to be to get to the like place you're meant to go. You know what I mean? Call it destiny, whatever. I don't know. But it was really comforting to me because I'm the queen of like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going to roll with it. And like, if this feels right, I'm going to go this way. If this feels right, I'm going to go that way. And it just kind of reinforced that idea that you don't have to have the most solid plan in the world to be happy, to be successful, to get to where you need to go. Sometimes the planning should just be preparing yourself and making sure you're ready no matter what the world throws at you. That you can plan for, but you can't plan for what happens around you. You know what I mean? So anyways, I was just thinking about that. And that got me into thinking about my own things that I was feeling kind of like, I don't know, a little stagnant about, things that I knew maybe felt like they needed to change a bit in my life. And I had tried all the things. I had tried, you know, let me do this and that this way. And if I do it this way, then this should happen, right? And then that thing wouldn't happen. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so that situation with her made me pause and go, what am I not doing for myself? Because clearly, like, I'm not getting myself ready for this thing to be presented to me. You know what I mean? You get where I'm going with this? So I think something that is really, really important to focus on is just controlling the things you can control and constantly preparing yourself for the things that you want the most in the world. Wow, my stomach is growling so loud. I don't know if you can hear that, but it is. But preparing yourself for the things that life is going to throw at you. Like, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? What is going to make you happiest? And are you going to be ready if that thing is presented to you? Are you blocking any of those things from happening by not being ready? You know what I mean? I keep saying you know what I mean because I feel like I need to make sure you know what I mean. But anyways, because I was thinking about all this stuff and, you know, it was also just stressful with the job change and whatnot, I felt like I needed a minute, you know, so please forgive me for being MIA and making you do a catch-up week. What is that? Not last week, the week before that. But anyways, I'm just feeling a lot better, so that's cool. And everything seems chill, so that's cool. But we're going to just keep this short and sweet today. One thing that was really funny was on TikTok, I got a comment the other day and somebody was like, I found you from your podcast and your personality on TikTok is so much different in a good way. Like, you're funny. And I was like, that's kind of backhanded. But like, I get it. But I was also like, damn, do I seem like so serious and boring on here? I hope not, because that's just a facet of my personality. Obviously, we are layered people. Shout out to you, whoever asked that question, shout out to you. But it really made me think, I'm like, oh my God, am I just not like showcasing my full personhood? And then that made me think, how do you even do that? Because I'm having just, you know, organic conversations with people and friends about, I guess it's kind of a more serious topic. We're talking about identity. So I'm not really going to be cracking jokes. But also I realized in trying to sort of figure out and plan how I could show this other part of my personality a bit more online, on the internet, on the show, whatever, I realized like that feels so wrong, because if you're trying to plan how you're going to like amplify these parts of yourself so that people, you know, like you or see you a certain way, it never goes well. It feels inauthentic. It's going to burn you out. And it just feels shitty. Like, you should just be able to be who you are when you're being who you are. So the more I sat with it, and I was actually talking to my girlfriend about it, because I was like, this has me thinking, and oh my God, is that how I'm perceived? And now I'm hyper aware of myself. And she's like, you're the weirdest, funniest, like strangest person, but it's actually really dependent on the environment. And that's so true. Like, if I'm around people that I know are going to get my really dry, really like absurd humor, then I get to let that part out and like we get to, you know, have a little back and forth dynamic with it. But if I'm with people that maybe won't get that, that part just, you know, chills, and I bring up a part of me that is more appropriate for that environment or is, I know, is going to be received more. And, you know, partially like that's a bummer because I am funny and I wish people could see that, or at least like the parts of myself that other people think are funny, I guess. I'm not like funny haha, you know, like I'm not a jokester. I guess I'm more of a like, I don't know, weird, sarcastic, sassy, dry kind of vibe, you know? So that like, that's very, very dependent on the place that I'm in and the people I'm around and what I'm talking about. But I really do. I really am like, that would be cool to be able to feel like people are perceiving like my full self instead of just thinking I'm this one part that they're seeing. And that started making me, sorry, I'm just, this is a long rambling thought today, I guess. I'm just unloading here. But that started making me think about how weird perception is in this day and age. Because normally you're around people in real life and you're having these different like real interactions where all these parts of you have a place to come out, or, you know, you're able to kind of explore in a way, and you're able to play and let all your parts come out and play, depending on the situation, obviously. But then with social media, you really have to like, you have to think, you know, unless you are just somebody who's a super funny, like jokester ass, like constantly laughing and doing funny stuff, like you're a straight up comedian at heart. That's different, obviously. Those people can just make people laugh and have a laugh themselves no matter what. But when you have to think about how people are perceiving you and then sort of like alter what angles of yourself you're presenting to sort of try to like navigate or control that, it's so weird. And it feels so unnatural and like kind of shitty. And I know, you know, I'm open. It's not like I'm hiding anything or I'm like trying to be like, I want everyone to think I'm really cool, so I'm not going to do these things. No, I'm just doing whatever I'm doing in a moment versus really thinking about it. And I guess that's better than a lot of situations, because I do see a lot of people out there who are like, really focused on seeming like super cool. And I know they're hilarious or like fucking weird or a nerd behind all of the glossy, like I'm cool action they put up. And I feel like that would bum me out more. Like if I was just trying really hard to seem like the coolest fashion girly or like really mysterious. I'm not fucking mysterious. I'm not. I will tell you everything about my whole life if I meet you. I don't care. I have nothing to hide. And I don't know. I can't help it. I just info dump. That's just what I do. But I think I would be really bummed out if I was less open, I guess, and if I was more concerned about how I was perceived. So all of this to say, I don't know if you'll think I'm funny or not. Maybe if we were in person and having a real conversation and there was some back and forth action, you'd be like, I like the way her stupid little brain works. But here, Unless I have some stuff pulled up to give some silly commentary on. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of jokes to crack for you. But at least you know I'm being me. So that's the most important thing. And at least you know I'm not getting caught up in overthinking and overplanning what parts of me you see. Just, you're going to get what you get depending on the day. So that's kind of all I got. Is this just like a journal at this point? Probably. That's fine. I hope you get something from it. I just really rambled whatever was at the top of my dome. But I guess also shout out to everybody who's going through layoffs right now, because that shit is so scary. And it's like every industry is being hit right now. Not to like end this on a sad, deep note, but like, God, everybody is on either on strike or being laid off. And it's so weird and scary. But I guess the good thing that comes from it is that we all kind of understand and can understand that we need to be gentle and supportive of each other. And maybe that's the thing that'll bring us closer to a more like community, collective way of life instead of being hyper-focused on what we do and how people think of us and stuff that doesn't matter as much. I don't know. We'll see. Moral of the story is we can't really plan for anything, but we can plan on how we treat ourselves and how we grow and how we evolve and all the good things we do to keep ourselves ready and happy and as solid as can be in a very unpredictable life. So I'm going to go eat something now because my stomach will not stop growling and it is getting aggressively loud by the second. So thank you so much for listening to this nice little 20-minute ramble I got. And I'll see you next week. I've got a very special guest again, as always. And make sure you, wow, I look crazy. Make sure you check out the She, Her, They website. We've got the links for all the things. If you want to come find me or any of my guests on social media, the playlist, the She, Her, They playlist, keeping that updated. It's real cute. There's a newsletter where I send all the things every week so you don't miss anything. So yeah, go check that out. Sign up for all the things and I'll see you back here next week. Bye.